Time to head back to the classroom. See Uncle Bill via Zoom. That's how we're doing it these days. Good morning, Uncle Bill.
Good morning, Mike and John. How are the two of you?
Getting used to Zoom life.
Yes. Have you even been on Zoom ever?
No.
No, not until this happened.
Yes. No. I was talking to Mike. He still has not yet done a Zoom meeting call.
I've seen a Zumba class, if that counts. But
okay. He's a traditionalist, John.
Yes, yeah. I understand.
He's old, is what he's saying. When they say you're traditional, that just means you're old and don't want to try the new technology thing.
It means he's set in his ways, waiting for his newspaper to show up. They sent him a telegram the other day.
Extra, extra! Read all about it!
Wait for that guy to deliver my mail on his horse.
So. Yeah, waiting for the afternoon edition to come out. So.
Wow. By getting it's tough seeing the old guy in the room.
And we're old enough to remember when there were two editions of the paper a day.
Yes. Yes. That is sad. So,
All right. What's our topic today?
Well, today is a pretty monumental day. Today is our fifth anniversary.
Yes, it is. I knew that.
Yeah. Happy What'd you get him, Mike?
I got him a Zoom class.
Oh, okay. You know what the traditional gift is for the fifth anniversary?
Paper?
No, that's the first. So that was 4 years ago.
Oh. Tin?
Wood.
Wood.
Oh,
wood is. You guys got some wood for me this morning?
Not yet, but if you say the right things, it could happen.
Well, we're off the rails already.
All right. So our topic today is wood.
Okay. Right. We're talking wood today.
We are. All right. True or false? Dendrochronology is the study of tree bark. That true or false? Dendrochronology.
Dendrochronology.
Yeah. Is the study of tree bark.
Tree bark.
True or
good
false?
Old bark. Collects all the dirt. You've won the past, I don't know how many weeks.
John's won, I think, 17 weeks in a row now.
17? So. Get out of here.
Yeah. I think, I'm going to say that's false.
All right. Yeah. John says it's false. Mike?
I think it's false as well, because I think it's the study of the rings inside to tell how old the tree is.
Wow, look at you. Mr. Sharp there. Top notch. That is exactly what that is. Dendrochronology is the study of the rings of the tree.
Do I get a point for that, even though we're both right? Because I had the...
No.
He's copying off my paper.
My undying awe at how smart you are for that. All right. Which of these is the shortest tree, or it should be the shortest dwarf tree.
Shortest
I don't
want to
say dwarf
tree.
For all of them. So which of these is the shortest dwarf tree? Is it willow, ash, cotton, or crabapple?
Wow.
Which of those is the shortest dwarf tree?
Yeah. I think it's crabapple.
All right, John says crabapple. Mike?
I'm going to go willow. It was weeping. Right. It was sad.
All right. Well, Mike, you are correct.
Really?
It's the willow. The dwarf willow tree. All right. Top notch. Yeah. Mike's got two in a row. Mike knows his wood.
I'm just going to walk away now.
He's a wood expert.
All right.
He's been studying wood for years. He's cracking himself up over there.
Yeah.
You're going to have to move to the back of the class if you're going to pull that crap.
All right. Which of these firsts is not part of Woodward Avenue? Which of these firsts is not part of Woodward Avenue?
All right.
The first paved mile of road in the United States. The first four-way traffic signal in the United States. The first traffic crow's nest in the United States. Or the first parking meter in the United States. Which one of those is not part of Woodward First? So paved, four-way traffic signal, traffic crow's nest, or parking meters?
Well, Mike, you're leading.
I'm going to go paved.
All right. Mike says paved. John?
Yeah, I thought what is currently Davison Freeway was the first paved, but I think that was the whole freeway. So I think that was the first freeway. So I think it's the parking meter.
All right. John, you are correct.
Wow. Tied it up.
Oh, yeah. It was the first paved mile of road in the United States. It was the first four-way traffic signal. And the first traffic crow's nest was actually at Woodward and Michigan Avenue, where the cop kind of sits up top and gets to see traffic, but not the parking meter. So, All right. So let's see. John has two. Mike has two. Headed into the fourth question.
Yes.
Which of these movies was Natalie Wood not nominated for an Oscar? Oh. Which of these movies was Natalie Wood not nominated for an Oscar? Is it Rebel Without a Cause, Splendor in the Grass, Gypsy, or Love with the Perfect Stranger?
Well, you got the last one right, so you have to go first.
I think it's Rebel Without a Cause.
All right. John says Rebel Without a Cause. Mike?
I believe it was Rebel Without a Cause as well.
Uh-huh. All right.
That was some, I wrote that down because I couldn't get it.
Copier.
All right, it's actually Gypsy. Strategic.
I purposely didn't pick the right one, so you copy off me. Ha ha!
You got me.
You got me.
I showed you.
Yeah, you did.
I should learn from this.
You tricked him.
Yeah, I did. Tricked me into a tie.
So you guys got two right and two wrong, and so now we're up to the tiebreaker.
Yes.
So how tall does a dwarf willow tree get? It is 1 to 10 inches tall.
Wow.
That's yeah.
Pretty short.
Yeah.
It's
very dwarfy.
Not much wood.
We have been inside way too long.
Yes.
I will say that it is... My answer is...
You looking it up on your phone?
No, I don't know. Hands free. I'm not touching the wood. Okay. Let's say 4.5 inches for the answer.
For the answer, 4.5. All right.
Is that on a good day?
Well, let me get my hands in.
All right.
Five.
Mike.
Five Mike? Inches.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I guessed wrong, didn't I?
You did. You would get it this week's winner. The dwarf willow tree only grows to about 2 inches tall.
Oh, poor little fellow.
That's called a weed. 2 inches tall? You just mow right over the thing.
Well, I'm sorry, but that was independently verified on three different websites.
Oh, okay.
So
we had verification.
Well, there you go.
Yep. It's grown in the Arctic.
Yeah. So. Oh. Interesting.
There you go.
We live there.
All right, so
that.
John, you are the master of wood today.
Well,
congratulations. And it's been a great 5 years.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
Wow, so
I've had a lot of fun. And appreciate you guys having me on and hope you guys had a good time.
Well, we're going to do it next week, right?
So I have a chance. Yeah, is this your farewell? Or,
No.
Just, all right. Okay, good.
You're getting all sentimental.
Got to mark time every now and then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll start contract renegotiations now.
Yeah. We're going to work for getting more.
I want you to double my salary.
All right.
Wow.
I think we can do that.
How about if we buy a tree?
Buy me a tree. Buy me a dwarf willow tree.
All right. We'll plant it right outside the studio for you.
Yeah.
All right, Uncle Bill. Take care. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. You too, guys.